Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Modern Monetary Policy, A History of the U.S. Economy and Fiscal Policy, through stagflation, the Federal Reserve System, financial crises, and the growth of central banking, investing masterclass, Mike Hartley offers readers a concise yet comprehensive overview of the evolution of monetary policy in the United States. Spanning from the early days of fiscal policy through periods of economic turmoil such as stagflation, the formation and evolution of the Federal Reserve System, and the development of central banking, Hartley presents an insightful narrative. This book is designed to unpack the complex world of monetary policy, explaining its impact on the economy and the role it plays in managing financial crises. Through this exploration, Hartley sheds light on the critical decisions and strategies that have shaped the U.S. economy, offering a unique perspective on its past, present, and potential future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of stagflation. Stagflation, a term coined in the 1970s to describe the unusual combination of stagnant economic growth and high inflation, posed a significant challenge to traditional economic theories, which often considered these conditions to be mutually exclusive. Hartley provides a detailed exploration of the causes and consequences of stagflation, analyzing its roots in the oil price shocks of the 1970s, the impact of policy mistakes, and the shifts in consumer expectations. He discusses the responses by the Federal Reserve and other institutions, highlighting the difficulties in navigating a path to economic stability. Through this analysis, readers gain insights into the complexities of macroeconomic policymaking and the intricate balance required to manage growth and inflation. Secondly, the rise of the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System, established in 1913, has played a pivotal role in shaping the U.S. economic landscape. Hartley traces its origins and expansion, emphasizing its response to financial crises and its evolving mandate. From its initial role in ensuring financial stability to its modern-day functions in monetary policy, employment, and inflation management, this section reveals the Fed's critical influence on the economy. Hartley delves into the debates around its policies, particularly quantitative easing and interest rate decisions, offering readers a balanced view of the Federal Reserve's successes and controversies. Thirdly, financial crises and monetary policy. Hartley examines the various financial crises that have tested the U.S. economy and the monetary policy responses devised to combat them. From the Great Depression to the 2008 financial crisis, he provides an analysis of the causes, effects, and recovery strategies employed. This section discusses the role of the Federal Reserve and other agencies in stabilizing the banking system, boosting liquidity, and restoring confidence among investors and the public. By dissecting these crises, Hartley highlights the critical role of monetary policy in managing economic downturns and the importance of regulatory oversight to prevent future crises. Fourthly, the growth of central banking. This topic explores the historical growth and globalization of central banking, emphasizing its expanding role in an increasingly interconnected world economy. Hartley explains how central banks, including the Federal Reserve, have adapted to new challenges such as global financial integration, digital currencies, and unconventional monetary policies. He discusses the shift towards transparency and accountability in central banking, and the implications of these changes for future monetary policy. This section offers readers a comprehensive understanding of how central banks influence global economic stability and the challenges they face in maintaining it. Lastly, central banking and fiscal policy interaction. In this segment, Hartley delves into the intricate relationship between central banking and fiscal policy, highlighting how their coordination, or lack thereof, can significantly impact economic outcomes. He discusses the balance between monetary policy tools and fiscal measures, such as taxation and government spending, in achieving economic objectives. This analysis includes a critical look at the challenges of political influences on central bank independence and the potential risks of fiscal dominance. Through this exploration, Hartley underscores the importance of harmonious policy interaction in fostering sustainable economic growth. In conclusion, Modern Monetary Policy by Mike Hartley is a must-read for students of economics, policymakers, and anyone interested in understanding the complexities of the U.S. economic system and the pivotal role of monetary policy within it. Hartley's in-depth analysis provides valuable insights into the historical and contemporary challenges faced by the Federal Reserve and other central banking institutions in managing economic stability. This book demystifies the intricate workings of monetary policy and central banking, making it accessible to readers without a background in economics. It illuminates the critical link between monetary policy decisions and their practical impacts on the economy, offering lessons that can inform future policy decisions. Ultimately, Modern Monetary Policy enhances readers' understanding of the economic landscape, equipping them with the knowledge to better navigate the financial world. If you would like to support Mike Hartley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.